Your father, although he wasn't outwardly a leader, was very involved in community activities in Terminal Island. Even before that, you shared a story about him in his village at Cosa, helping people. Could you talk a little bit about his propensity to get involved in community?
He wasn't in Cosa very long, but here in the States, because of his army ranking, he was looked up by most all the people that he came in contact with. So he served as the officer in many of the organizations that he was involved in.
Do you remember some of those organizations?
Well, it would involve, as a parent of a student like myself, attending, say, Japanese school. I don't think he ever became president of this association, but he was always involved in some ways.
Was he part of a fisherman's union or
Yes,
association?
They call it Yogyo Kumiai, and yes, and I think he was an officer in that outfit.
Being a veteran, was he also involved with the Veterans
Oh yes,
Association?
he was the head of the veterans around just a small group, Terminal Island, and maybe several in Long Beach and San Pedro area.
And during that time, you said the Veterans Association had a very friendly relationship with the American Legion.
Oh yes, they did. What would be the they'd have a parade, the American Legion would have a parade. They were all and my father's group were always invited. They'd come all the way to maybe Los Angeles to march with the American Legion soldiers.
Did you attend any of those?
No, I was too young, so I just heard about it.
Would they march with a Japanese flag?
I believe they marched with the Japanese flag, but they never had any uniform. It was just everyday clothing, maybe.
That's still pretty ironic.
Yes, they were always invited, and they never said yes. I mean, they never said no. They always marched with the Americans, whenever they were invited.
He was also involved with the Japanese Association on Terminal Island.
Oh yes, Yeah, he was involved with Japanese Association, the Fishermen's Association.
And you shared with me that he always was a calming influence whenever there was a problem or trouble, that he seemed to be in the middle of it and trying
Yes,
to do.
for some reason, they'd always call my father if there was any disagreement or trouble, and he was able to straighten those things out. Not because he was educated or I think he relied more on his army status.
He was involved with fishing for close to 20 years or so, but ironically, he never took you out very often.
No, no. I don't think he liked fishing to begin with. And I was always envious of these kids that went fishing with their dad. So I tried to get my father to take me fishing. And he took me out twice in all the time we were in Terminal. And I hate to say this, but I get aboard the ship, and there's a distinct smell in those fishing boats. And that'll get to me, and and I'd be sick before even leaving Terminal Island. I'd be maybe on a bunk, lying down. So I never enjoyed fishing or fishing boat.
Perhaps he didn't want you to follow in his
footsteps. No, he definitely not.
Do you have any memories of Brighton Beach?
Yes, a little bit. Brighton Beach, there were, I think, since Terminal Island is a man-made island, we name it ourselves. There was the first beach, second beach, and then Brighton Beach. You know, Brighton Beach was the one furthest from us, and I don't think the other knew about the first beach and the second beach. That's where we all had our fun swimming and cooking wieners.
Did you learn to swim out there too?
Yeah, we do swimming there. Mm-hmm.